It's a big step for the club. Kind of been here 20 years. We decided, being a full member of the SFA, the only way forward was to go into the pyramid system. I was involved in that right at the start, along with Craig Graham and Alistair MacDonald. We had regular meetings with the Lowland League, the South League, and meetings with the Premier League, the Scottish Football League, and the SFA. But when the applications came at first, hoit, weren't ready. Our ground, we had masses to do in the building to get our licence. So the committee decided that was our priority, to get the building up to league licence standard. Then we would take it for the playing side.
Absolutely, and I mean, in the context of Royal Albert's history, it must be a pretty big deal to be in that pyramid system.
Yes, as you can see for yourself, we have the facilities. We have a young management team that we brought in at the start of last season, and they done well. We finished fifth in the East of Scotland League. Young team. We brought in throughout the season some experienced players with junior experience, Lowland League experience, and they helped the young guys get used to the, and hopefully they've learnt for last year and we can carry it forward to the Lowland League next year.
Absolutely, there must be a lot to look forward to on the park to test yourself against these big teams and a couple of Borders derbies as well.
The big derbies back, Gala versus Hoyk, Selkirk versus Hoyk, and we've got the Vale. But the real big one is Hoyk versus Gala. Always has been. It's the same in rugby. It's a big one. We're looking forward to meeting our Border neighbours again. That's been missing for a couple of seasons. So I can't wait to get that back to the ground.
Absolutely. And how exciting is it to be, I mean, this is all still very new for Scottish football, to have this pyramid system. I mean, you're not far away from league football now.
Well, the biggest thing this year was Edinburgh City winning the league and winning the playoff, which lets people say there has been a lot of criticism for the Lowland League, but it shows it's working, and Edinburgh City have just proved that. If you put the effort in and you get it right on the park, anything's achievable. And we're not just wanting to apply it to the Lowland League, we want to do our best in the Lowland League. We're not just going to sit there and be the whipping boys. Hopefully we can progress. Who knows where we'll end up.